Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Kathy Perry, Kathy with a K, Perry with a B. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her online. She's a social media, one of the top social media experts on the planet. Hope you'll check her out and use her to your advantage. She can help you with your social media strategy, all of it. Kathy, I want to get a couple of quick things in here as we wrap up. I want to get the Snapchat report on how people use social media, but I also want you to tell us, what is Facebook doing that's ticking off their advertisers? Okay. I love anything that's a disadvantage for Facebook.
I understand. Well, let me just do Snapchat really quick. They partnered with Murphy Research to do a study on more than 1,000 users between the ages of 13 and 44, and they wanted to learn, you know, all about different apps and what they're using. They found out that Snapchat makes users feel happy, that it's a feel-good app because they can feel playful and silly when they're using it. But it also is because it's not as friendly for business or product. So they're trying to improve that with their Snap advertising. But really, you have to be very focused and dedicated in making sure that you know what you're doing. You don't want to just put an ad up. You have to really figure out what's going to reach your brand or your outreach and making sure that you're targeting well. But they are doing Snap limited time offers, geo-targeted, so that they reach people shopping around your store. So they've got radius targeting and location categories so that you can try to zero in on them. But you have to be so careful when you do an ad because that audience is not necessarily ad friendly. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of lose them.
They're kind of like me.
You're right.
Not ad friendly.
Not ad friendly.
Of course, they would just say not friendly about me. They wouldn't just say ad friendly. It's not friendly.
So it requires that you really understand Snapchat and your audience when you are going to put in an ad or a promotion. They are trying to make their advertising work better, but it is a feel-good, feel-happy app, and where some of the others aren't. You know, they actually have a whole outline of how people feel on all the different apps and what do you do on all the different apps, which is kind of interesting in their research. But
the happy like Snapchat doesn't last long, right?
Nope. It's very quick. Right. You know, obviously everything is happening very fast and, you know, you're snapped. Mm-hmm. You're snapping.
Yeah, that's not good for society. All of that's not good for society either. All right, let's move down and talk about Facebook. What's Facebook doing to tick off their advertisers?
Well, they're actually implementing a number of new ad security measures. Obviously, they've gotten into a lot of trouble about their ad platform taking money from a lot of fake stuff.
Because they have no ethics over at Facebook.
Right. And they were, actually just focused on the money. And so now because they got into so much trouble, they've added a lot of extra security measures. And the agencies, ad agencies, are advising their clients that they should leave the platform.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, and not all brands are ready to leave yet, but when the ad
what are the security steps doing to make them leave? They're making it harder for customers?
It's making it very difficult for everybody. I can tell you, even personally with a client, they weren't on Facebook already, and so we went to set up a new account so that we could put in a page and advertise. Mm-hmm. They shut down the account 3 times.
Wow.
For,
and see, all of this is because they didn't build anything. They didn't build any parameters, any ethical parameters in from the beginning, right? Now they're trying to catch up, and it's ham-fisted, isn't it?
Kind of like that ethics book that
exactly.
You know, the digital ethics book you wrote.
Yeah. Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job.
I need to read it.
Good reports. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, KathyPerry.com. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.